Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in the Word of God. A time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Let's lift up the name of Jesus and let's exalt Him together. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you again in Jesus' name. We love to be with you every day. And remember, the Lord permitting and providing, our broadcast ministry is on the air 7 days a week. 15-minute broadcast Mondays through Saturdays and a half-hour broadcast over the weekend. I hope that you can worship with us. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online, select the date, and it'll play for you, and you can worship the Lord. And on the website, if you'd like to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, there are no hidden fees or charges. Just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It does work you through PayPal, but like I said, there are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account or any such thing. All right, we're looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for worshiping with us. John 15:11 is the word of God to begin today's broadcast. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. From the holiness hymns, you all know that we like to sing, and a great portion of our ministry is music. And we want you to join in and sing with us. And page 287 says, He keeps me singing. And since He keeps us singing, well, let's just keep singing then. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still. In all of life's ebb and flow. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes Sometimes the path seems rough and steep. See his footprints all the way. Soon he's coming back to welcome me. Far beyond the starry sky, I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing of my heart, keeps me singing as I go. Well, you can have a song in your heart in the night. After every mile, after every trial, anyone can sing when the sun is shining brightly, but you can have a song in your heart in the night. From Joshua 1:8, our precious promise today before we pray, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Praise the Lord. Let's keep the word of God in our heart. Let's meditate on it day and night, and let's observe to do all that is written therein. You say, well, preacher, what's the advantage of that? Because your way then will become prosperous and you will be successful. Many people today are trying to prosper and they're trying to succeed. But the word of God tells us there in Joshua 1:8 how to be prosperous and how to succeed. Let's pray for our churches and our next services. And remember, if you went to church on Easter and Christmas, which is a good thing for you to do, just remember that church that you attended on Easter or Christmas, there's a 99.9% chance that on Sunday that church will be having service again, and they are looking for you. Don't disappoint them. Why don't you go to the house of the Lord? They are extending their doors open to you and welcoming you in and having service again on Sunday. So let's be ready. Let's be in the house of God. Let's be about our Father's business. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for great opportunities that we have to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for great opportunities that we have to serve you and to know you. And Lord, we're glad for great churches where there's wonderful anointed singing and powerful worship and Lord, anointed preaching right from the Word of God. Lord, there's people there that love you, and there's people there that are praying that sinners be saved. And Lord, I just pray that you'll bless our churches and help us. Lord, we know that you built the church, and you, Lord, we know that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We're living in a difficult time, Lord, when it seems like the church is being highly opposed. But we're glad, Lord, for the stability of the church and for what you said. Rather than pay attention to all the newscast, Lord, we're paying attention to the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for founding the church and filling it with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for coming to us. It seems like there are many people, Lord, that's not very interested. But, Lord, when we read about the trumpet sounding, we know there's going to be a church, there's going to be a people ready for you when you do come. I want to be in that number. Bless our churches, bless our people. Speak to people about being faithful to the house of God, we pray, in Jesus' name. It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will come. come drink from this water. I'll pour out my spirit on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hand to the sky. It's beginning to rain. Hallelujah. All right, and at the end of this service, I'll give you some contact information. Join with us now as we sing, His Name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. What did you say was the baby's name? His name is Jesus. King Jesus was that precious baby's name. What did you say was teaching the lawyers? His name is Jesus. Who did you say was teaching the lawyers? His name is Jesus. Who did you say was teaching the lawyer? His name is Jesus. King Jesus is that mighty teacher's name. Oh, tell me that name. Oh, tell me that name. King Jesus is our mighty coming King. Oh, tell me that name. Oh, tell me that name. King Jesus is that mighty coming King. Jesus is His name. Who did you say was healing the sick? His name is Jesus. Who did you say was healing the sick? His name is Jesus. Who did you say was healing the sick? His name is Jesus. King Jesus is that mighty doctor's name. Oh, who did you say was coming in glory? His name is Jesus. Who did you say was coming in glory? His name is Jesus. Who did you say was coming in glory? His name is Jesus. King Jesus is that mighty coming King. Oh, tell me that name. Oh, tell me that name. King Jesus is our mighty coming King. Oh, tell me that name. Oh, tell me that name. King Jesus is our mighty coming King. And thank you for worshiping with us. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Tell me that name.
Oh, tell me that name. Tell me that name. King Jesus is our mighty coming King. Oh, tell me that name. Oh, tell me that name.
Tell